he was often included, perhaps wrongly, I think, within the list of outsider artists. He really couldn't have been further from that situation. He was very much an insider, a brilliantly talented teenager, enrolled in the Royal Academy schools. And when a wealthy Welsh lawyer came to London looking to recruit a young man with whom to go traveling, then the elite of the London art world quickly pointed to Richard Dadd and said, well, he's really, you know, the bright spark, you should take him. So intense was the journey that it seems to have triggered in Richard Dadd some awful breakdown. And he had even come so far as to identify his father as a devil, if not the devil incarnate, and he murdered his father in a park in Kent.